I've always admired writers who master the art of an economy of words. Why say a lot when a little is all you need? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two short novels, one old and one new, that prove that big things often come in small packages. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Remember when I went crazy about a book called Mrs. Caliban, Rachel Ingalls' electrifying story of passion between an oppressed suburban housewife and a sexy green sea monster? It's a similar story to the movie The Shape of Water, but I think much sharper and better. Well, now, New Directions has reissued another one of Ingalls' amazing short novels featuring another underappreciated heroine whose claustrophobic life is about to blow wide open. Millie Binstead has begged to come along with her husband Stan, minor academic, major creep, on a research trip to London, then Africa. When she offers to pay her own way from New England out of a recent inheritance, he's forced to agree. As soon as they get to London, he dumps her at the hotel and goes off to work with a colleague. Finally on her own and out in the world, Millie is not timid and miserable, but wholly reborn. Everyone she meets is struck by how insightful, funny, and attractive she is. She's having the time of her life. By the time they get to Africa, Stan is wondering what the hell happened to his mousy, subservient little wife, who will now barely give him the time of day. At this point, the novel becomes a deliciously gossipy take on colonial safari culture. The guides, the drivers, the rich tourists, the natives, the boozy, raunchy, sometimes gory goings-on in town, out in the bush, and up in the sky in hot air balloons. Stan's plan is to investigate the local myths about a lion god, a man with supernatural powers in battle and medicine and love, who can turn himself into the king of beasts when the going gets tough. As much as it is a love story, this is also a story of revenge, which Stan defines from the perspective of primitive folklore, the ceremony in which you reproduce the previous act in a slightly altered way or with a reversed outcome, and it cancels what took place before. Yep, Stan, that's it. This is another witty, elegant story from a writer whose atavistic vision of romantic love is resonant and deeply satisfying. And here's another short book that will blow your socks off. Ghost Wall by Sarah Moss. Our narrator Sylvie is the daughter of a rather nasty bus driver who spends his annual vacation taking his family into the woods to reenact the primitive lifestyle of the Britons of the Iron Age. This year, they've joined up with a professor and his students, but the students are not really that thrilled about wearing scratchy tunics, beheading rabbits, and foraging for tubers. Sylvie, who is her father's daughter in complicated ways, is both drawn to the rich city kids and irritated by them, and what plays out is My Absolute Darling meets Lord of the Flies, an immersive, atavistic rager of a story. Okay, I realize I just used the word atavistic for the second time on this show. But what other term sums up the complex idea of reverting to the primitive and ancestral, a throwback to what is originally and primally human? There's your vocabulary word for the week, a popular theme in recent novels like My Absolute Darling, The Water Cure, and others.
The books are The Binstead Safari by Rachel Ingalls and Ghost Wall by Sarah Moss. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. Don't forget to check out the new Weekly Reader Book Club. The first meeting is April 11th at Bird in Hand, and the first book in the series is The Falconer by Dana Zopnik. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.